好，弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天继续来交通《使徒行传》。
Today we will continue to speak about the books of Acts.
我们今天要一起来读第六章的一到七节。
Today we'll read chapter 6 from verse 1 to 7.
无论你读中文还是英文的，我们一起来。
Let's read together in your preferred languages.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加挪、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就安守在他们头上。神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你在主日早晨召聚你的儿女到你面前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering your children on a Sunday morning.
我们盼望你享受我们众人在你面前的敬拜。
May you enjoy the fellowship we have in front of you.
这是我们何等大的福气。
It's such a blessing for us.
我们可以敬拜这位永生之神。
That we can come and glorify this and worship this God.
我们也可以听见你向人所说的话。
And we can also hear the words you have for us.
求圣灵在我们中间带来启示。
May the Holy Spirit reveal itself to us.
让我们有受教的心。
That we can have a learning heart.
我们如此祷告，奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 使徒行传第六和第七章。
The Book of Acts, chapters 6 and 7,
是一个非常特别的段落。
It's a very unique paragraph.
从内容的长度上来看，
if we look at the length of the content,
在《使徒行传》里，关于一个人的记载的篇幅最多的是保罗。
In the Book of Acts, the most lengthy part about a person is Paul.
然后是彼得。
And then it's for Peter.
在后面，不是雅各、约翰。
What follows is not for James and John,
而是一个叫斯提凡的人。
But a person called Stephen.
那甚至在第七章记载了一篇他的讲道。
And in chapter 7, the Bible records a speech of him.
他的长度是远远超过彼得的和保罗的讲道。
The length of which is much more than the sermon or the speech of Peter and Paul.
那斯蒂凡本人不是使徒。
Stephen himself is not an apostle.
但是他是一个非常特别的人。
But he's a very special.
那我们在接下来几堂当中就会特别交通关于这个人物。
In the following few sessions, we will speak about this special person.
我们读的今天读的第一节到第七节。
Chapter of verse 1 to 7 that we're reading about today.
是关于他的出场。
Is about his entrance.
那这段圣经对于他本人的描写并没有非常的多。
In this passage, there isn't a lot of detailed descriptions about this person, Stephen.
而是这段圣经里他着重了介绍斯提凡所在的当时的教会一些很重要的情景。
Instead, this passage has given us a lot of information of the environment or the background of the church of that time.
换句话说。是在怎么样的一个历史的阶段，神兴起了这一位。
In other words, the Bible is telling us at what specific historical era that God has given us this person.
就好像我们看到一块地里长出非常殷实的庄稼和果实。
It is like when we see very fruitful harvest in the land.
那我们也可以来看一看这块土壤。是不是有特别的地方？
And it makes us wonder what is special about this land.
所以从今天我们读的这七节圣经里，
Therefore, from the seven verses we're reading today,
我们不只是看一看斯蒂凡，
we will not only look at Stephen,
我们更来看一看这一个阶段的教会神有一些什么特别的工作。
But we will also look at what particular works God is doing at for that specific period of time.
带来什么教训和原则。
And what kind of teachings and principles it brings out.
那如果说《使徒行传》的前面的几章是说到教会的诞生和成型。
If the first few chapters of this book of Acts is about the growth and birth of the church.
那接下来的就是教会的成长和拓展。
And the following chapters will be about the growth and expansion of church.
那我们先来看第一节。
Let us first look at the first verse.
在这一个第六章的这个段落的开始。
At the beginning of this chapter.
路加是记载了教会出现了一桩麻烦事。
Luke has recorded a problem of the church.
我们一看到一些麻烦事。
When we see the problems,
我们很习惯于去马上分析问题，解决问题。
We tend to analyze and solve the problems.
啊，预防问题。
And to prevent them.
甚至我们也会觉得说，啊，造成问题的人，我们千万不要去学他。
Sometimes we might even feel that we should never learn from the people who are in the troubles.
啊，但是我们对于圣经记载的每一件事，我们应该看一看它的前后文。
But we should look into the context of the matter being recorded in the Bible.
看看圣经的作者是怎么样来写这件事，来评价这件事。
And to look at how the author describes and comments the matter.
是要我们吸取教训？
Is it for us to learn from it?
还是神借此有后面更多的启示呢？
Or to look for more revelation that God wants to give to us.
那我们先来看一看当时的教会遇到什么麻烦。
Let us first look at the problem that the church has encountered.
是一个教会的两个分支群体当中产生的麻烦。
It is about the conflict between two groups of the church.
那当时的犹太人基本上比较粗略的可以分成两种人。
At that time, the Jews can be divided roughly into two groups.
一种是土生土长的在以色列地讲希伯来文的犹太人。
One of them were born and grew up in the land of Israel, and they spoke Hebrew.
他们的宗教环境呢比较传统。
They grew up in a more traditional religious environment.
所以他们从小会学希伯来语。
Therefore, they have started to learn Hebrew since they were young.
另一种犹太人。
The other group of Jews.
是住在以色列地以外其他地方的犹太人。
They were living and they scattered around the land of Israel.
他们也常常会来耶路撒冷。
And they often come to Jerusalem.
有的过来定居，有的过来做生意。
Some have come and settled in the land, and some just are here for business.
但是他们从小接受的是希腊留下来的传统教育。
The education they have received ever since they were young were of the Greek culture.
所以他们习惯的语言是希腊语。
Therefore, they are more accustomed to.
但是他们的血统和信仰还是犹太人。
Their origin and their belief are still Jewish.
但这两群犹太人之间的文化是有差别的。
There are differences among the cultures of them.
那我们知道，一个人群当中，
we know that in a group,
我们容易物以类聚。
We might like to categorize people of their kind.
在华人中间。
Among the Asians,
你就有福州帮啊，广香港帮啊，台湾帮。
There are the Fujianese and the Cantonese and then other groups.
不是说他们一定有矛盾。
I'm not saying that there are necessarily conflicts between them.
但是相同文化的人比较容易在一起。
But people of the same culture, it's easier for them to get along.
那本地的犹太人在教会里面负责饭食和生活的时候，
And when the local people in the church were taking care of the daily distribution and life necessities,
就因为一些原因，他没有照顾到从外面来的犹太人中间一些寡妇。
Because of some reasons, they're not able to take care of all the needs of the widows from the other lands.
那讲希腊语的犹太人就产生了不满的情绪。
And the Jews who speak Greek became discontent.
这就是路加记载的一些麻烦事。
And this is the problem that Luke has recorded.
那一个几千人的教会
For a church with thousands of people.
来自不同地方背景的人生活在一起。
With people coming from different places living together.
你觉得就这一件麻烦事吗？
Do you think there is only one, just one problem?
完美的生活就这一件事不太好。
It is unlikely that there's just one problem.
应该肯定不止这一件。
There must be more.
但是路加提这一件事。
However, Luke only mentioned this one matter.
而且只有一节。
And he only used one verse to describe it.
也没有太多细节。
Without much details.
也没有什么负面的评价。
And without any negative comments.
这里说到有人忽略了那些寡妇。
It says some people have neglected the needs of the widows.
这里没有歧视和偏见的问题。
And here there's no discrimination or bias.
更多是因为能力有限，他也没有办法照顾得到。
More likely it is because of the limitations of their abilities that the people are not able to take care of all the widows.
那当然就有人会感到不满，你就去抱怨了。
And of course there are people who are discontent and they started to complain.
但是接下来
But later
今天我们读的后面这个整个一段
The following passage we're reading about today
我们会看见路加不是要我们盯着这个缺陷去看。
We'll see that Luke does not want us to focus on the problem.
是因为是神借着这一件事情，他带出了后面一系列的工作。
Instead, he wants us to focus on the continuous work that God is doing because of this problem.
虽然吃饭问题和人和人之间的矛盾呢，是一个严重的问题。
Even though the issue of daily distribution and personal conflicts are serious.
但这一定是群体长大的一个必经之路。
But it is an inevitable sign when a group is growing.
这个挑战或者说你这个危机的本身就是一个生命成长的标志。
The challenge or the crisis itself is actually a sign of growth.
没有一个生命成长是不需要面对挑战和危机的。
There isn't a life that is growing without challenges.
我们可以称之为一个瓶颈。
We can say that they have hit a plateau.
也就是说，需要一个突破。
That is to say, they need a breakthrough.
然后就可以进入更宽广和丰富当中。
And then they can enter into broadness and abundance.
这可以是一个很艰难的阶段。
It can be a very hard process.
教会中的这个麻烦。
This problem of the church.
这并不是因为人的私欲和罪恶引起的。
It is not caused by personal desires or sins.
因为那个时候门徒增多。
But it is rather because of the increase of the number of apostles.
第六节一开始就讲门徒增多。
At the beginning of this chapter, it says the number of disciples were increasing.
这是好事啊。
And that's a good thing.
门徒增多说明什么？
What does it mean when the numbers are increasing?
就是在这个群体当中，有更多的人愿意付代价跟随主。
It means that among the group of people, there are more people who are willing to pay the price to follow the Lord.
是神将得救的人更多的加给教会。
And God is giving and adding more people to the church.
那人增多带来的问题。
And the problem that caused by this increase in number.
其实就是这个团体中有了更多的需要。
It's actually because of the growing of needs among this group.
人的需要和人的现状之间如果不能达到一个平衡。
If there isn't a balance between the needs and the things they have among the people,
那就形成了一个瓶颈。
And there is this plateau.
人在任何一个人自在发育的阶段
，When a person is growing,
我们都会有越来越多的身体上的需要。
There will be more and more needs physically.
那当你因着这个需要吸收了养分之后，你就长大了。
And because of the needs, when you're nourished, then you can grow up.
我觉得我自己是吃的蛮多的人。
I consider myself to be a rather big eater.
可能大家是不知道，以前在 Smile 团契有一个男孩回家的时候，那不是我，是可以把一电饭锅的饭都吃完的。
There was a a student living in the household of Brother Liu, he was able to eat a whole pot of the rice cooker.
一个人成长过程当中有饥饿有需要，其实是动力和机会，是好事。
The needs when a person is growing up of more nutrition is actually a good sign of motivation and opportunity.
那这个教会在团体上经历的这件事情，其实我们也经历过。
And what the church experiencing here is actually also experienced by us.
我们现在在这里的聚会大概有三年多的时间。
We have been gathering at this place for 3 years.
我不知道我们中间有多少人是来这里之后再跟我们一起聚会的。
I don't know how many of you have only started gathering us here at this.
这个聚会之前是在 BCTC 在 Wyckoff 下午的聚会。
Before this, we were gathering at BCTC in the afternoon.
那再往前呢？就是在家里面的 Smile 团契的聚会。
And even before that, we started gathering at a home.
是这个聚会曾经的雏形。
Which is the origin or the prototype of this gathering.
是一个青年人的专门针对讲中文的青年人的聚会。
It was a fellowship or gathering targeting those young people who speak Chinese.
那个聚会是怎么开始的？
How did that gathering start?
那已经是应该是90年代的事情了。
It was probably in the 90s.
那个聚会的开始就是因为遇到了问题。
The start of that gathering was actually caused by a problem.
早年华人移民没有那么多。
In the early ages, there weren't a lot of Asian immigrants.
那有几个家庭从台湾移民过来。
There were a few families that immigrated from Taiwan.
那里家里的孩子就非常的不适应美国的生活。
And the young people there were not accustomed to the American life.
找不到同伴。
And they couldn't find friends.
所以孩子日子过得很伤心，常常哭。
So they were crying a lot.
那后来有人跟他们讲，你们去教会，因为教会有同龄人。
And then some people told them to go to church because there will be peers for them.
教会有爱心。
And then people in the church are loving.
所以他们就去了。
So they started to go to church.
那教会里面就有一堆这里出生的华人的小孩。
But there were a lot of children who grew up and were born in the United States.
你觉得他们会很热心吗？
Do you think they will be compassionate?
那个刚刚来的那几个台湾来的孩子。
Those kids who just came from Taiwan.
也没有找到很温暖的感觉。
They couldn't find any sort of warmth there either.
教会的同工叮嘱自己这个教会里的孩子说，你们一定要照顾一下新来的。
Those co-workers from church, they told their kids to take care of the newcomers.
他们也很照顾。
And they did.
他们怎么照顾呢？
How?
就是聚会结束之后跟他们说 Hi.
They did it by saying hi to them after the gathering.
然后就不见了。
And then they were gone.
我没有见过这个事，我也是听来的。
I've only heard about it.
但是我可以脑补当时的情形。
But I can imagine.
因为我们中间这个在美国长大小孩的确是有这样的现象，对吧？
Because it does happen to the American-born Chinese.
那四个孩子，那几个孩子来到美国之后就，来到教会之后就更伤心了。
And then the four kids, they became even more depressed after coming to church.
因为他们的落差就更大。
Because there's a great contrast.
那后来教会的同工就觉得这件事情是一个麻烦事。
And then the co-workers of church, they thought it was a big problem.
但是这件麻烦事却是一个服事上的一个拓展的机会。
But it actually became an opportunity for expansion of service.
要给一个新的人群开一个新的聚会，关心他们是很困难的事。
It wasn't easy to open up a new fellowship or gathering to take care of.
是需要投入，需要资源的。
It needs devotion and resources.
还有人需要从原来很舒适的聚会当中出来，专门来服侍他们。
And people needed to come out of the comfort zone to serve them.
但是在这个挣扎的过程当中，
But in that progress of struggling,
我们就看见教会的生命力就变得更多。
We have witnessed the increase of productivity and liveliness of church.
当神把人加给教会的时候，
When God has given the church more people,
我们发现有很多需要，突然有很多需要我们没有办法满足的时候，
and suddenly we realize that there are so many needs that we cannot satisfy.
我们感谢神，
we thank God.
因为挑战和危机很可能就是我们的转机。
Because challenges and crises are, can become our opportunities.
我当然没有说这些说希腊话的人他们的抱怨是好方法。
I'm not justifying for the Jews who speak Greek.
他们有他们自己要学的事情。
They have their own lessons to learn.
圣经没有细说。
Which isn't mentioned in great detail of the Bible.
但是从这个第一节之后。
But after verse 1.
在这个现象的背后。
Behind this phenomenon.
是神给了教会有更多成长的空间。
It is God who has given the church more opportunity to growth.
神给教会一个宝贵的契机。
God has given the church an important opportunity.
神要人仰继续仰望他恩典的手。
To continue to rely on His hands of grace.
突破瓶颈，生命就变得更丰富。
To break through and to become more abundant in their lives.
那接下来第二节到第六节。
In the following verses from verse 2 to verse 6,
我们就看见对于这个问题，整个教会有一些什么回应。
We will see how the church is reacting to this whole problem.
或者说神在教会里他做了什么工作。
In other words, we'll look at how, what kind of work God is doing in his church.
使教会在遇到难处之后可以继续成长。
To allow it to continue to grow after encountering the problem.
这个转机是如何发生的？
And how does that opportunity occur?
那这段圣经里面有很多的内容。
In this passage, there's a lot of content.
那我基本上从三个角度来看。
And I will speak about it from three perspectives.
第一是使徒。
The first one is we will look at the apostles.
第二是会众。
And then the congregation.
第三是一些执事。
And thirdly, the deacons.
首先我们来看使徒。
First, let us look at the apostles.
那我们知道使徒是神专门托付来负责和牧养教会的。
We know that the apostles are entrusted by God to shepherd the church.
第二节是十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说。
In verse 2, it says the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said.
所以我们看见在那个聚会当中。
Therefore, we see that in that gathering.
这个牧养教会的人是可以洞察到教会中间的问题的。
The people who are shepherding the church are able to see the problems.
那这是神赐给教会极大的福气。
And that is a great blessing from God.
有人有缺乏，有人在那里抱怨。
When people are in need and when they're complaining,
他们是知道的，并且他们是来处理的。
The apostles were aware of it and then they come to take care of it.
地上有许多的领导。
There are many leaders in this world.
只要不火烧到自己屁股上。
As long as it's not their problem.
那很多时候是可以不理各种问题的。
They can ignore and neglect the problems of others.
但是使徒们很清楚，教会是神的家。
But the apostles were clear that the church is the household of God.
神给他们有极大的属灵上的托付。
And God has given them great spiritual responsibilities.
他们就把众人找来，就和弟兄姐妹们交通。
Therefore, they have summoned the congregation and were communicating with the brothers and sisters.
他们是担起责任的人。
They were taking the responsibilities.
我们常常会听到。
We often hear this.
一个老板批评打工的人。
When a manager or when a boss is criticizing his worker.
说这个人眼睛里面没有活。
Saying that this person is not actively looking for work to do.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是这个人不会主动干活的。
It means that this person won't take the initiative to work.
只要没有人叫他，他不会自己去做的。
He won't do the work as long as he's asked to do it.
为什么不会？
Why not?
因为不是自己的生意嘛。
Because it's not his own business.
打工的地方是这样，家里面也是这样。
It is like that in a workplace, and it is the same in the household.
别人吃饭用过的碗如果没有洗，我是绝对不会帮他洗的。
I will not wash the dishes of others.
哦，这个情况在我们家最多了。
That is really common in my house.
一个孩子什么时候会让家长觉得他长大了？
When would a child make his or her parents feel that he has grown up?
他知可以知道家里的需要，可以照顾家里。
It is when they're aware, they have become aware of the needs of the house and are able to take care of it.
无论是打扫还是其他家事。
No matter it's cleaning or other chores.
教会里有一些弟兄姐妹。
And in the church, there are some brothers and sisters.
他会有这样的想法。
They might have this kind of thought.
教会的事情嘛。
The matters of the church.
多做我们就多错，少做我们就少错。
If I do much, I'll err much, and if I do less, I'll err less.
我为什么要负那个我不需要负的责任？
And why would I take the responsibilities that I don't need to take?
但我们知道，
But we know,
人的责任是和人的身量有关系的。
That the responsibilities of us are related to our spiritual life.
是人的福气，神可以把他的一些工作托付给人。
It is actually our blessing that God is able to entrust us with His work.
当我们可以成为别人的祝福的时候，
When we can become the blessing of others,
那我们就一定要知道群羊的光景。
We must know the well-being of the flock.
也许没有那么多人，
Maybe there aren't a lot of people.
也许你关心着一两个人，
If you're only taking care or caring for one or two people.
但是他们生命中的需要，
But their needs in their lives.
一个成熟的弟兄姐妹会把别人的需要当成自己的事一样。
A mature brother or sister will take the needs of others as their own.
成熟的人碰到挑战和寻求方向的时候，
And when a person has encountered challenges or looking for directions,
他们是带头的。
They will be the leaders.
使徒们不但知道教会里发生了什么，
Not only were the apostles aware of what was happening in the church,
他们更知道
They also knew
在教会里处理问题的时候
that when they were solving the problems of the church,
优先次序是非常重要的。
The importance of prioritizing.
他们很清楚知道自己应该做什么。
They knew very clearly of what they were supposed to do.
会众应该做什么。
And what the congregation were supposed to do.
其中有一些人应该做什么。
And what some of them were supposed to do.
这是一个成熟健康的身体。
And that is a sign of a healthy body.
一个健康的身体，你每一块肌肉都在做它应该做的事。
In a healthy body, each muscle is working its function.
你有没有过肌肉损伤的经历？
Have you had experience of a muscle strain?
如果你发现你身上一块肌肉坏了，
If you realize that one of your muscles isn't working,
发炎了，
It's inflamed.
他就没力气了。
It doesn't have any strength anymore.
那这块肌肉本来应该承担的力气，他就不能承担了。
And it is not functioning with strength as it's supposed to.
这时候怎么办？
What should you do?
他边上的肌肉啊，就会帮他忙。
The surrounding muscles will pitch in.
但这个病如果你不去治的话，
But if you don't quickly go fix the problem of the muscle.
因为这块肌肉的活啊，本来不是他边上的肌肉应该干的。
The surrounding muscles were not supposed to function as for this muscle.
那些肌肉本来就有自己要做的事。
And those muscles have their own functions and responsibilities.
所以他们就很快就累垮了。
Therefore, they will wear out very quickly as well.
边上的肌肉也发炎了。
And the surrounding muscles become inflamed as well.
这是为什么肌肉的劳损是会蔓延的。
And that is why the wear and tear of muscles will spread easily.
本来腿不好。
Originally, you only have
problems
with your legs, and then it spreads to your waist.
后来脖子也不好。
And then it goes to your neck.
同样在一个团体的生活当中。
Similarly, in a life of group.
分工和次序是非常必要的。
Dividing and conquer and orderings are all important.
这是神的设计。
That is the design of God.
神用身体来表示教会。
God uses body to represent the church.
说明这是一个活的机体，是彼此配搭的。
And that means the body is a living organism where people work together.
那在使徒的眼里，他们就有这个眼光，能明白优先次序。
And the apostles, they have this perspective to realize the importance of prioritizing.
那这是一个非常重要的原则。
That is a very important principle.
这个原则就是
The principle is
使徒们知道
that the apostles are aware
他们不是服侍需要
that they're not only serving the needs
他们是服侍主。
They are serving the Lord.
他们忠于主的托付，服侍主。
They are faithful to the commands of the Lord.
什么叫服侍需要？
What does it mean to serve the needs?
现在有人抱怨没有，有人没有饭吃。
Now the widows are complaining that they don't have enough daily distribution.
那使徒看见现在还没有人来做饭怎么办？
And the apostles see that no one is making the food for them. What
should they do? 先撸起袖子做一顿。
And then they will just do it themselves.
我们的聚会当中会不会有服侍需要的问题？
In our gathering, do we have the problem of serving the needs?
一个教会要不要福音班？
Do we need the gospel classes?
要不要宣教？
Do we need for the gospel ministry?
要不要去发单张？
What about giving out, handing out pamphlets?
要不要开主日学？
Sunday schools?
要不要培训同工？
Do we need to train the co-workers?
要不要在午饭时候准备好吃的？
What about preparing the meals for people?
都需要的。
We need all of them.
有谁敢说这不需要？
Who can say that we don't need them?
都是好事。
They're all good things.
但重点是，
But the thing is,
不是因为我们知道需要什么去做什么。
It is we're doing it not because we think that we need it.
是我们知道神要我们做什么，我们去做什么。
But because we know what God wants us to do, and then we go do it.
我们相信神在他的身体里面，他有他的主权和安排。
We believe that God has His sovereignty and His plans in His body.
神给资源，我们就勇往直前。
And when He gives us the resources, we go ahead and do it.
神没有给资源，我们就好好祷告。
And without his resources, we will continue to pray.
那这是使徒在处理教会问题上面很成熟的一部分。
And this is one of the signs of their maturity in terms of dealing with the problems of the church.
他们知道自己撇下他们应该干的事情去管理饭食不合适。
They are clearly aware that it is inappropriate for them to give up their works and to take care of the daily distribution.
他们知道自己要以祈祷传道为念。
And they were clearly aware that they should focus on preaching the word of God and praying.
这也体现他们有信心，知道神要处理他身体当中的问题。
It also shows us that they have faith that God will take care of the problems of his own body.
那这个聚会当中成熟的第二个标志体现在会众当中。
And the second sign of maturity is among the congregation.
这是在第五节。
Which is in verse 5.
这是会众成熟的一面。
And that we will see how mature the congregation is from this verse.
这是一个更美丽的一个部分。
And this is a more beautiful part.
大众都喜悦这话。
The whole gathering were pleased with what the apostles said.
然后就拣选了一些执事。
And then they chose some deacons.
会众这么多人能够一起看见神要做什么，是一件不简单的事。
It was an uneasy thing for the congregation as a whole to be able to see what God wants them to do.
那作者路加是要希望他想表达让我们看见。
What Luke wants us to see.
在这个聚会当中不是一言堂。
Is that in this gathering there is not only one person who can have the voice.
虽然使徒有使徒的权柄。
Even if the apostles have their authorities.
但他们生活在一个沟通的里面。
They are living in a communicative life.
使徒其他的门徒当中。
And among the apostles and the other disciples.
他没有一个管理者和被管理者之间的一种张力。
There isn't this tension between the managers and the people being managed.
而是他们彼此都能认出神的作为。
Instead, they all of them are able to recognize the works of God.
这是一件非常美丽的事。
That is a very beautiful thing.
这是一个聚会成熟的标志。
That is a sign of a maturity of a gathering.
我们中间可能有一部分弟兄姐妹还记得。
Among us, there might be some brothers and sisters who can still remember.
原来我们在下午那边聚会的时候
When we used to gather in the afternoon,
因为人数的关系
Because of the problem of number,
我们一直用的是那个副堂
We were using the multi-purpose room at BCTC
不是用 Wyckoff 教会的主会堂
Instead of using the chapel of the Wyckoff Church
我们在副堂聚会的时候，
When we're gathering in the multi-purpose room，
主堂那边是上午的诗班用来练习的时间。
The choir of the morning gathering were rehearsing in the chapel.
但是后来我们的聚会人慢慢变多了。
But then as the number of people increased for our gathering,
那这个副堂就显得不够用。
The multi-purpose room wasn't enough for us anymore.
有人提议说，
Therefore, some people suggested,
长老发个话，换地方。
That the elder should ask or command the choir to let us change place.
诗班过来，我们过去。
We should change, switch place with the choir.
那我们的长老很有智慧。
And our elder was very wise.
他说我们祷告。
He said, let us pray.
我们盼望诗班可以自己能够看见这个问题，并且提出来，这才美好。
We pray and hope that the choir will be able to see the problem themselves and bring it up.
我们不只是需要什么事，不只是需要知道什么是好的，
Not only do we need to know what is good，
还需要知道什么是美的。
We need to know what is even better， more beautiful，
这是神的智慧。
And that is wisdom of God。
后来是诗班主动提出来。
And later, the choir did came up with the idea themselves。
说明他们可以看见一些事情。
That means they were able to see it themselves。
他们有成熟的地方。
They were mature in this。
圣灵带下在这个会聚会当中带下的这一个喜悦是一件美丽的事。
And in here, this joy that the Holy Spirit brought out is a beautiful thing.
那要真的要解决这个寡妇没有饭吃的问题怎么办？
And to truly solve the problem of the daily distribution for the widows, what should they do?
这个聚会中不只是有使徒和会众。
In this gathering, there were not only the apostles and the congregation.
神有他特别的预备。
God has his very unique preparation for them.
那当然这里就开始提到了斯蒂凡。
And here, Stephen is entering into the scene.
这是他第一次出场。
This is the first time he comes to the Bible.
那后面就是说到他的故事。
And then later, we will read about his story in detail.
我们从这段圣经来就可以看得出来。
From this passage, we can see.
斯蒂凡在这一段圣经中是一个十分耀眼的亮点。
That Stephen is the highlight of this passage.
因为路加的记载，
Because of the way Luke records this,
一共写到七个人。
There he mentioned seven people.
但是是先写斯蒂凡。
But Stephen was mentioned in the first place.
然后描述他。
And then Luke described him.
再提到另外六个人。
And then he mentioned the other six.
那我们不能说另外六个人他不如斯蒂凡，他不重要。
We cannot say that the other six are not important as Stephen.
而是这个记载是圣灵要我们看见斯蒂凡这个人。
But it is this unique recording that the Holy Spirit wants us to see Stephen.
PPT 可以再往下放一个 bullet point. 这个人是被拣选出来的。
Stephen was chosen.
是做执事的。
To be a deacon.
那我们这里需要明白一下拣选这个字是什么意思。
And here we need to look into and understand the word chosen.
这个词的意思不是说有像好像有一堆水果。
It doesn't mean when you have a pile of fruits in front of you.
反正本来都差不多。
And then all the fruits are similar to each other.
你挑你喜欢的。
You can pick the ones you like.
我挑我喜欢的。
And I'll pick the ones I like.
好的拿走。
We'll take the better ones.
坏的留下。
We'll leave the bad ones.
挑来挑去呢，最后都是矮子里拔肠子。
It is like finding the big fish in a small pond.
那拣选这个动词。
But this word choosing.
在新约圣经中一共出现21次。
Has appeared 21 times in the New Testament.
其中18次的主语都是神。
Among the 21 times, there are 18 times when the subject of this choosing is God.
神把他原来就命定的、预备的、现在正式的分离出来、拿出来。
God is separating or separating this person who he has predestined and planned.
是一堆果实。
It is this group of fruits.
里面有一些已经是成熟的。
Some of which have already become mature.
已经看得见的。
And
visible. 现在把这些拿出来。
Being taken out.
所以斯蒂凡
Therefore, Stephen,
是这个人的生命已经被预备了。
His life and his maturity has been prepared and ready.
在这个聚会当中，有一些人的生命是成熟的。
And then in this gathering, there are some people whose life are already mature.
是特别神可以使用的。
And are able to be used by God.
神借着这件事，借着这些人，把它显明出来。
Through this matter and through these people, God is demonstrating and showing these people in His plan.
斯蒂凡成熟的生命是有目共睹的。
It is the immaturity of Stephen is visible among the people.
因为圣经描写他是大有信心，圣灵充满。
Because the Bible describes him as a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit.
这个翻译说的这个英文是 full of.
Notice here the translation.Here is full of.
还不是说一时半会儿被圣灵充满一下。
It is not just being filled with the Holy Spirit for a short moment.
不是一时被圣灵感动一下。
It is not just temporarily being moved by the Holy Spirit.
而是这个人的生命里面，他满有的就是信心和圣灵。
Instead, it is when a person in his life he is full of faith in life.
这是一个非常不简单的评价。
That is a remarkable comment for him.
也许有人会问
Maybe someone will ask.
这么棒的一个人
For such a great person.
他们应该去带领教会，或者说接替帮助使徒。
He should be leading the church or replacing the apostles.
怎么叫这么厉害的人去管吃饭的事？
But why is he taking care of the daily distribution?
那如果有人会问这个问题
，If someone is asking this question，
也许是因为他并不明白饭食的服侍也是服侍神。
It's probably because he doesn't understand that serving the daily distribution is also part of serving God。
在神的眼中
，In the eyes of God，
有价值的不是你做什么工种
，It is not the kind of work that determines your value，
而是。你有多少的生命？你靠什么来做
？But what kind of how much life is how much spirituality is in your life and what you rely on？
教会历史上有一位神使用的仆人叫劳伦斯弟兄。
In the church history, there is a servant being used by God called Brother Lawrence.
他的信件和笔记后来被整理成一本小册子，一本书。
His letters and notes were compiled to become a book.
叫与神同行
called the practice of the presence of God.
这是一本广为流传的小册子。
That is a very well-known and popular book.
它帮助了许多神的儿女。
It has helped a lot of children of God.
它很短小，所以我强烈鼓励大家去找来看一看。
It is very concise, so I strongly recommend you to find it and read it.
它有网上就有中文版，是余成华弟兄翻译的。
There is Chinese version online. You can find it.
这个劳伦斯弟兄
This brother Lawrence,
就是修道院里面的厨师
He was a chef in a monastery.
他的服侍的价值
The value of his service
就在于他在任何的时候任何工作的里面他都仰望神
was shown as he looked upon God in all of his serving.
你可以看见他在工作他自己这个厨师的工作当中他对神的渴慕
You can see his desire for God in his work as a chef
他忠心殷勤地做每一件神托付他给他的事
He was diligently and faithfully working on all the things God has entrusted him
这就是一个蛮有信心蛮有圣灵的人
And that is a person full of faith and Holy Spirit
神可以在一个管理饭食的弟兄身上显出他自己的见证和大能
God can show his testimony and great power through a person who takes care of the daily distribution.
所以我们说
Therefore, we say,
在一个聚会当中
that in a gathering place,
有一些弟兄姐妹的身上
on some brothers and sisters,
你看见了神的建造
you see how God is building them up,
你看见他信心的见证
and you see the testimony of their faith.
这个就是主的身体走向成熟的标志
And that is the sign of the body of Christ becoming more mature.
我们中间属灵的长辈常常说
The elders among us often say,
能看见基督的生命 在年轻的一代当中慢慢的成型。
To be able to see Christ being molded to the young people, young generation among us.
是非常大的激励和安慰。
It's a great comfort and encouragement for us.
那一个人生命的成熟。
A person, the maturity of a person.
也是他内在的品格被建立的过程。
It's also the process of his inner characters being built up.
有更多一点的谦卑。
There is more humility.
更多一点的忠心。
More faithfulness.
更多一点的甘心。
And more willingness.
这些都是基督的品格。
All of these are the characters of Christ.
那在之后的经文里面，我们还能更多看见斯提凡生命美丽的地方。
And in the following chapters, we'll see more about the beautiful life of Stephen.
那这段圣经写到第七节的时候。
As this passage comes to verse 7.
神给了一个简单的总结。
God has given us a very precise conclusion.
就把前面说的这个问题啊，就告一个段落。
Which concludes the problem that we're being spoken of.
这些圣经告诉我们。
It says,
神借着这些事。
Through the matter.
神借着这些人。
And through these people.
他成就了什么。
What God has accomplished.
成就了一件很伟大的事情。
He has accomplished a great thing.
叫神的道兴旺起来。
It is when the word of God continues to increase.
我希望大家注意的是。
I hope that you will realize.
这里的兴旺。
Here, this advancement.
不是说教会兴旺。
It's not just about the prospering of the church.
这里讲到的是神的道兴旺。
It is the prospering of the word of God.
教会兴旺和神的道兴旺一不一样。
It's different, the prospering of the word of God and the prospering of the church.
不太一样。
They're not the same thing.
在一个地方的教会当中。
In a church.
聚会的人多。
If there are a lot of people at the gathering.
主日学老师多。
And there are a lot of Sunday school teachers.
有敬拜团。
There's worship groups.
有很多孩子会乐器。
Many kids who are good at instruments.
有许多福音朋友。
Many gospel friends.
一个星期当中有好多次聚会。
And there are many gatherings within a week.
团契常常聚餐。
Many fellowships and dinner gatherings.
这样的教会好不好？
Is that a good church?
挺不错的嘛，是不是？
Pretty good, right?
这样的教会我们说，嗯，这个教会挺兴旺的，我们会给这么一个评价。
And then we might say that it's a very prosperous church.
我不能说这些是不好。
I'm not saying that these are not good.
但是圣经在这里讲。
But the Bible says here.
真正兴旺的。
What truly increases.
真正神做的。
What God has truly done here.
是神的道兴旺。
Is the word of him increases.
这就特指。
Here it's specifically referring.
真正成长的。变得越来越丰富的是神的话。
What is truly becoming more abundant and increased is the word of God.
所以在神的眼中，
Therefore, in the eyes of God,
一个群体兴旺与否，
whether a group is prosperous or not,
是神的话决定，
is determined by the prosperity of God.
不是外面的热闹和表现决定的，
instead of the popularity and the appearance of the church,
是大家都愿意读主的话，
but it is when people are willing to read the word of God,
交通主的话，
and to fellowship about the word of God,
更多的认识主的话，
and to know more about the word of God.
教会的外面的活动可以非常热闹，
the activities of the church can be a lot,
但是同时很有可能它的里面是极其荒凉的。
But at the same time, it is very likely that the inside of the church is barren.
用撒母耳记里面的一句话讲，叫神的话稀少。Lack of God's word.
If we use one verse from the book of Samuel, there is a lack of the word of God.
那除了对于圣经的认识和解读。
Apart from the understanding and interpretation of the scripture,
常常教导弟兄姐妹
and to teach brothers and sisters about the
神的道的带出的那个表现和生命
what the word of God brings out this representation and life，
也能在神的儿女当中被活出来，
can also be lived out among the children of God，
那可是神的道兴旺的更深刻的一层意义。
And that is a deeper layer of this meaning of the advancement of God。
那这就是一个非常好的标准。
That is a very good sign。
帮助我们每个人看见。
To help us to evaluate and see。
你到底期待什么？
What is it that you are looking forward to？
你到底希望神做什么？
What are you hoping God to do？
你追求什么？
And what are you pursuing？
如果用到个人的身上，
And if we apply this on individuals,
我们追求的是我们的成就。
Are we looking for and pursuing our accomplishments?
财产。
Properties.
奉献了多少钱。
How much we offer.
做了多少事。
How much work we have done.
还是圣经常常说到的我们里面的那一个人。
Or do we focus more on the inside of us，
被神的话喂养之后可以活得有成熟的生命，
that we can live out a mature life after being fed with the words of God。
一个人懂得神的话，
for a person to understand the words of God，
并且渐渐活出基督的样子，
and to gradually live out Christ-like，
这是一个真正健康的人，
that is a truly sign of a healthy person。
这个健康的人是不会衰残的，
and this healthiness does not decay or deteriorate。
那神的道兴旺呢，是一个内在的品质。
The increasement or advancement of the word of God is an inner quality。
那它一定就会带下一些外面的表现。
Which will for sure bring out some external actions or changes。
在第七节这里讲到神的道兴旺起来后面。
In verse 7, it says, it talks about the changes after the advancement or increase of the word of God。
中文圣经比较现代的排版呢，用了一个分号。
The more modern version of the translation uses a semicolon。
不是逗号或者句号。
Instead of a comma or a period。
那是因为在这个分号的地方，其实有一个连接词，中文字上没有翻译出来。
And there is actually a connection word at the place of the semicolon which isn't translated。
这个连接词可以翻译成就是。
It can mean which is。
或者说接着
or then，
后面就写到两个表现。
And then it talks about the two representations of this change。
第一个表现是跟随主的人，就是门徒数量增加。
The first one is that the number of disciples have multiplied greatly。
人数增加不一定是神的道兴旺。
Number multiplying does not necessarily mean the word of God being prosperous。
但是神的道兴旺会带来人数上的增加。
However, as the word of God increases, it will definitely bring out the increase of number.
门徒的增加说明这个生命的品质有更多成长。
When the number of disciples increases, it means that there is this increase of quantity, a quality in life.
或者说神愿意将更多的羊群托付给生命成熟的群体。
Or we can say that God is willing to entrust more sheep in the flock to a mature body.
上个星期我们中间有六位弟兄姐妹受洗。
Last week there were six brothers and sisters among us who were baptized.
六个多不多？
Is that a lot?
六个也不算太多嘛，对吧？
It's not a lot, just six.
你要不要问为什么神不给我们六十个？
Would you ask why doesn't God give us 60?
六百个。
600.
因为养不起嘛，对不对？
Because we can't feed them all.
养不起不是因为没钱养啊。
It's not because we don't have the money.
是我们有多少的体量可以供应更多的新的弟兄姐妹。
It's of how much we can offer them.
那有六个人成为主的门徒。
And then there were six more people becoming the apostles.
当神的道在他们身上兴旺起来的时候。
And when the word of God is becoming more in their lives.
神就要将更多的人加给这个身体。
God will give more people to this body.
那除了人数的增长以外，
Besides the increase in number,
还有一个更神奇的结果，
There is a more a marvelous consequence.
绝对是让很多人大跌眼镜，
Which is very surprising for many people.
如果当时的人有眼镜的话，
If they have glasses at that time.
有许多的祭司信从了这道，
a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith.
那什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是曾经那些逼迫耶稣的，
It is when those who persecuted Jesus,
可能也逼迫过使徒的，
and they may also have persecuted the apostles,
或者说在圣殿里面呢，坚持这个犹太教传统的那一群人，
or those who were persistent about the traditional Jewish beliefs,
竟然他们中间有信耶稣的。
Surprisingly, there were people who became obedient to the faith.
这些人的脑袋啊是花岗岩做的。
They were so stubborn as if they were made of granite.
这些人的心啊是金刚钻做的。
And their hearts were probably made of drills.
世界上最硬的东西就是他们的脖子。
And then their necks are probably the hardest thing in this world.
那你要我来估计。
If I were to estimate,
如果信耶稣有先后顺序的话，
if there is an order of believing in the Lord,
他们肯定排在很后面。
They were probably the last.
他们生命中一定要遇到极大的灾难，他才可能信耶稣。
They must have encountered great disasters in their lives for them to believe in the Lord.
现在在这个时候，
but at that time,
耶路撒冷的门徒数量增加。
The number of disciples increased in
Jerusalem, 其中还有这一些人，
and among them there were these priests.
那真的叫神的道兴旺。
And that is truly the increase or advancement of the word of God.
我认识在北京有个弟兄，
I know a brother in Beijing.
原来是宗教局的。
He used to work for the administration of religious affairs.
他原来的工作就是处理这个家庭教会的这些问题。
His work was to deal with the problems of the house church.
要他们公开啊，登记啊，给他们很多限制。
He forced them to become public, to register, and he gave them a lot of restrictions.
竟然有一天，
and one day, surprisingly,
他自己信了耶稣。
He believed in the Lord.
那里教会的弟兄姐妹都不相信这种事情会发生。
Brothers and sisters at that church, they couldn't believe it.
后来自己还成了传道人。
And then later he became a preacher.
带一些弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
And then he led a group of people to serve.
这是神的道真正改变生命的能力。
And that is the true power of the word of God that can change lives.
我们实在需要知道。
We truly need to know.
我们是何等荣幸。
That how blessed and privileged we are.
我们可以有一个使命和机会。
To have this mission and opportunity.
能够做耶稣在约翰福音里说的那更大的事。
To be able to become part of what Jesus says in the book of John to do greater things.
不是说我们的本事比耶稣更大。
I'm not saying that we are more powerful than Jesus.
而是基督能够借着他的身体。
But it is Jesus that he can do it through his body.
能够继续的拓展。
To continue to expand.
他曾经在地上还没有做完的事。
The things and the works that he has yet to be finished in this world.
那我们最后回顾一下这一段的经文，第六章的前面七节。
And if we review this passage that we have read about,
在斯蒂凡出现的那一个时期，
at the era when Stephen appears,
教会有成长，
there is growth in this church,
教会渐渐的成熟，
and the church gradually becomes mature,
教会的就是神的道也渐渐的兴旺。
And the word of God continues to increase.
那对于每一个主的门徒来说，
And for all the disciples of God,
我们能看见神的工作，
We are able to see the works of God.
能够明白神工作的方法，
And to understand the way he works.
或者说能够欣赏神的工作所带下来那些美丽的标志，
Or to be able to appreciate the beautiful signs of his work.
这是很重要的事。
These are important.
主耶稣常常叫人说：“看哪，看哪。”
Jesus often says, "Look."
看果实。
Look at the fruits.
看野花。
Look at the flowers.
看庄稼。
Look at the crops.
看飞鸟。
Look at the flower, the birds.
看那个圣殿里面投钱的寡妇。
And look at the widows making offerings in the temple.
圣经其实一直在帮助我们学会有不一样的眼光来看世界。
The Bible has actually been teaching us this perspective to look at this world.
如果我们能够识别生命成熟的标志，
If we are able to recognize the signs of maturity,
那我们走在这条路上，
And then when we are on this path,
我们才能更多体会神的作为，
We will be able to experience the works of God more.
人才不会像一群苍蝇，
So that we will not become a group of flies,
轰轰烈烈，
going around,
但是没有方向
but without direction.
盼望神给我们恩典
May God give us grace.
让神的道可以兴旺
so that the word of him will increase among us.
好，我们祷告
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
教会是你奇妙的创造
Church is a wonderful creation of yours.
你也在教会当中有奇妙的作为。
And you have done marvelous work among us.
这是人手所不能造的。
And that is something unable to be done by the human hands.
但愿你开我们的眼睛。
May you open up our eyes.
让我们看见你在教会中的作为。
So that we'll be able to see the works you have done in the church.
我们对你就有更多的敬畏。
So that we will have more awe in you.
我们如此祷告，奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.